Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, happy Tuesday, my friends, and welcome, of course, to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And we begin with the fallout from the Mikel Arteta derby, where Rafa Benitez's Everton, is that how you say it? Rafa's Everton won at home to Arsenal. This is how they reacted on the sports bar.
Everton 2, Arsenal 1. They fought both Arsenal and VAR to get the 3 points in a mad night on Merseyside.
Nobody can complain about the commitment, the desire, the effort of the players. Today, I think that the fans, they could appreciate that from the first minute. So I think that they stick with the team. Today is another proof that if we are together, we are stronger. And it's what we have to do until the end of the season, if it's possible, to be sure the players give everything on the pitch. We prepare the games properly and the fans can support the team and enjoy at the end of every game.
One team that wants it more than the other, and I haven't seen that from an Everton team for a long time, and that's true, that's how it is. You might not like it, Arsenal, but that's how it is. Tonight we wanted it more. Damari Gray scored an absolute world-class goal, because he is an absolute fantastic player.
Damari Gray, and the roof has lifted off Goodison Park. They've had to deal with two awful VAR calls.
He or she has no idea when the ball actually leaves Decore's foot. It is a nonsense. They have improved much of VAR. This continues to be a stain on the game. The first goal that was disallowed looked like it might have been an injustice. That one did too.
Because if those two goals are ruled off and it's gone against my team, it's rewarding, shocking defending, and you don't pay your money to go and watch a game of football where you've seen two, I think, perfectly good goals ruled out because of a shoulder or a toenail. So change the law.
VAR had a look at an incident where Godfrey, his studs, went right across the face of Tomiyasu. It looked really ugly when you saw it in real time, but VAR looked at it and told Mike Dean that actually it wasn't a red card.
Is it a sending off?
For me, yes, but can VAR get involved on that? The only way that I can see why the VAR did not get involved is proving, because Godfrey, I think cleverly or cheeky, whatever you want to do, I think takes his eye where his feet are standing. And if I was an Arsenal fan, I would be booing at that, because that for me is a red all day, every day.
We had that moment on the 27th minute. The fan groups had planned for many to walk out or turn their back on the game.
Les, were you one of those that was going to walk out in 27 minutes?
No, about 30 people walked out on 27 minutes. And you know what happened? Everybody stood up and started cheering the team.
Well, losing today is tough because we lost at Old Trafford. But we had the feeling that we should have got much more from the game. And today we would have been at our level, we would have won the game. And the reality is that we weren't for a big part of the game and not consistent enough. And when that happens away from home and you give something to the opponent, very difficult to win a game in the Premier League. So very disappointed today.
Arteta is not a coach. The new Manchester United coach got them playing in half a game. But Arteta does not know how to handle those players. I mean, I can't believe it. They brought Xhaka back. He hadn't even played a reserve game. He was the reason we did so badly in our first three games this season. And he brings him straight back. What does Xhaka do for these managers?
Now, staying with Everton, or the Toffees, as some people refer to them as, the club's director of football, Marcel Brands, left the club at the weekend as owner Fahid Moshiri attempts to tackle the crisis surrounding the Toffees. There you go, there's the word, the Toffees, written by producer Tom. Simon Money Jordan had a few things to say, of course he did, about the way things have been run at Goodison Park in the last few years. Probably using long words so normal football fans like me and you lot out there don't understand what he's saying. But we all know what words like... Anyway, here's Simon Jordan with some long words.
The problem with Everton Football Club is Mashiri. I think Mashiri has spent money. I'm not sure he's spent as much money as people think he has, because I think if you look at the net spend against the gross spend, I think there's a difference. I think his transfer dealings will be bad, but I think Mashiri doesn't know how to run Everton Football Club. Now, I'm not suggesting that I'm the oracle, because I had successes and failures in equal measure, probably. But sitting back and looking at it objectively, I would have loved the opportunity to have owned a football club that Everton with all the potential behind it, because you've got more opportunity to get it right than you've got to get it wrong. From the managers that he's employed to the transfers that he's sanctioned. Mm. I mean, even Benitez. I know Benitez can do a decent job, but who in their right minds brings Benitez to Everton under the auspice of Everton fans pushing back against the fact that Benitez wasn't just a Liverpool manager, he was an iconic Liverpool manager that was inextricably indexed to Liverpool. You're reading the room wrong. You've got no youth development policy, you've got no managerial policy, you've got no director of football policy, you've got no financial policy. Which part of Mashiri's ownership of Everton is good?
Now, can Antonio Conte's Spurs side reach the top four in the Premier League? Oh, there's no need for that. Well, according to former Tottenham midfielder James O'Hara, they have a massive chance of playing Champions League football next season. I think he means Europa Conference League football next season. But let's have a listen.
Spurs, mathematically, if you beat Burnley, we're fourth. Yeah. We're fourth.
By the way.
So,
I'm with
why
you.
Am I not allowed to say we can get Champions League football? Because we are there. We're right in the hunt
100%.
For it.
You're well within your rights, mate. Look, absolutely. I mean, we're speaking about, obviously, Man United, Ranić coming in. Arsenal were sitting fifth there, looking good. Why not? Spurs win their game in hand, they go fourth.
Exactly. We've got Antonio Conte as the manager, yeah, who's only going to accept driving and pushing and trying, yeah, to get into it. And, you know, we've got Harry Kane, we've got Son, we've got a good side. We played well yesterday. We're still a little bit open, Spurs, but why am I not allowed to say Spurs can get in the Champions League? We can.
Oh, no, you can say it. You can absolutely say it, as long as it doesn't...
Everyone thinks it's like a mockery that I'm saying that we can get Champions League.
Well, I think maybe it's when you lose to teams like Mura that people...
Yeah, but, all right, but that was a B team, and I dug the players out, and I feel a bit bad now digging, because I went a bit hard. It was shocking. It was so bad, the players... We're a disgrace. I'll have my rant, and then we can have a bit of banter.
Warning, this vehicle is reversing.
Antonio Conte can win a trophy this year at Spurs. He can. Whether it's the Carabao Cup, the Europa Conference League, we can get through the group. I think we can go and win a trophy this season. And top four, why not?
If you win the Europa Conference League, will you have an open-top bus parade?
Well, myself.
Just me. Just
I'd love that.
Just me.
I'd love that. I'll drive it for you.
Come on, lads.
Is that how I sound?
I thought you sounded like, come on, lads.
Now, Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp insists everyone is clear on what they want from Mohamed Salah's contract negotiations. Of course, that's for him to sign it. He's approaching the final 18 months of his current deal and has said in an interview in his home country, Egypt, that the decision is in the hands of those running the club. Clippity Klopp is confident, or clomfident, that doesn't work, does it, the issues will get sorted.
We are talking and whatever, extending a contract with a player of like Mo is not a thing you do. You meet for a cup of tea in the afternoon and find agreement. That's completely normal. There's really nothing else to say about. Mo speaks about it when he gets asked about it. I can only say a few things because all the rest is not for the public, obviously. I'm not sure if he gave the interview in English or if it got translated from English from Arabic into English, and that is a massive issue, how we saw in the last few days again. So that really a lot of things can happen when somebody tries to do that. And Mo is fine, I'm fine. I think what we all want is clear, and things like this need time. That's it.
Now, German police are investigating Jude Bellingham's comments on referee Felix Zweier after Borussia Dortmund's loss to Bayern Munich. Bellingham referenced the official's previous suspension as part of a match-fixing scandal in 2005. Simon Jordan was fuming that the England international thought he had a right to make those claims post-match.
So the referee 15, 16 years ago isn't necessarily someone complicit in match fixing and was an architect of it. He was associated with people that possibly he should have spoken out about. Right. So you go forward 16 years, the German FA have decided that he's not a recidivist, he's been redeemed. You've got an 18-year-old footballer that thinks he's got a right to drag him back into a situation 15 years ago that he's got no prior knowledge of, he's not aware of, and that's good sense. It's good sense to put the kid in front of the cameras. Jude Bellingham comes from a background where his father's a police officer. He should look at things in a certain way and have an advantage point of saying, maybe that wasn't the wisest thing for me to have done. And Danny can talk about the idea that I might have said things, but you're dragging things up that are incredibly beyond your reach to suggest that you can, under any circumstance, you can turn around and say that referee was crap and suffer the consequences for it, right? You can turn around and say those decisions were as poor as they can be.
Yeah.
You cannot, under any auspice, whoever you are, drag up the idea that you about a person's background when you don't even know it.
On to my show now, Andy Goldstein's Drive Time, where we were joined by the new managing director of cricket at Yorkshire, TalkSport's very own Darren Goff. He gave us an exclusive interview, how we got that, I'll never know, and revealed his ambition for the club.
We have to face these issues, you know. We have to make positive actions. I think that's going to be the biggest thing that people are going to be looking at. Because we're going to be watched by the sporting world, not just in this country, but around the world. We have to make a difference. I think that's going to be obvious. We have to take everyone at Yorkshire, no matter where they are from, on a journey. Engage them, listen to them. And I know this is such a big job because of that. I really, really do. But we do need to rebuild. I think that's quite obvious. We need to rebuild a culture and make Yorkshire County Cricket Club a better, more inclusive place, Andy. I think that's what it comes down to. I think it's quite obvious. That's what I see as the vision for the club at this moment in time.
On now to the England captain, Joe Root, ahead of the first Ashes test, getting underway at the Gabba tonight, would you believe? Rooty, who plays for Yorkshire, or Yorkie, was also asked about the impending arrival of Goffey, or just said Goffey, as the county's director of cricket.
I want to do everything I can to help move the club forward and welcome any of those phone calls. I've already reached out to Lord Patel, and you know, if Goffey was to call, absolutely, I would take that phone call.
You're going to bowl first?
Yeah, we want to toss, we'll have a bowl, yeah.
What's the thinking?
There's a little bit in it. I want to give our young bowling attack best chance of a bit of grass on the wicket.
I've not had a look at the pitch yet. We've obviously just got here ourselves, so I'll have another look at it. We'll have a look if it is green. Let's see how it looks again tomorrow and obviously on the morning of the game. So no, I've not got any clear idea on what I want to do at the toss as yet.
On to comedian Jack Whitehall on The Breakfast Show, demanding that Ali McCoist commentates on everything, not just football.
Just hearing Ali's voice this week, and then with the fixtures at the weekend again, can I just be the person that speaks for the nation when I say Ali McCoist on comms all the time, every game? I'd have Ali doing commentary for, like, not just football games. I'd have you on Spring Watch, Royal Weddings. There is nothing that is not improved by the sound of your voice, Ali.
There's something you'd never hear any Glaswegian saying, or anybody north of the border. I actually burnt the top of my head.
That's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts from. Don't, of course, forget to hit that subscribe button. I'm back today on TalkSport on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time show with Super Charlie Austin from 4 p.m. A reminder, there's lots of football coming at you, like Cleopatra at 5:45 on TalkSport 2. You can hear RB Leipzig against Man City. At 8 p.m, you can hear AC Milan against Liverpool. That one's on TalkSport. Or you can hear Real Madrid against Inter Milan. That's on TalkSport 2, which I think I've already said. If I haven't, it's TalkSport 2. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first thing in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a wonderful day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.